Nebraska Extension Almanac.
We've all seen internet disaster videos of people improperly trying to fry a turkey in hot fat. There are several key issues to keep in mind before dropping the bird into a hot oil cooker. An extension educator, Cindy Bryson, talks about being safe and avoid becoming a viral video.
So frying a turkey is still pretty popular. One of the things that you really need to think about is making sure that turkey is totally thawed. Any ice crystals in that turkey before you put it in that hot oil, and you're spending a lot of money on that peanut oil. Make sure you're doing this correctly and safely. So thaw your turkey completely. Pat your turkey down once it's thawed before you're going to fry it with a paper towel or some paper towels. Clean out the inside cavity. Make sure that's dry too. Any water you put into oil is going to cause it to bubble up, splash up, and that's when people get burned. We have videos of people melting the side of their house, starting their house on fire, starting their garage on fire. I would do this out on a concrete pad, maybe in your driveway. You need to make sure that that peanut oil or whatever oil you're frying your turkey in is hot enough. And again, put the turkey in it totally dry, dry it off, and put it in very slowly, very carefully. And making sure that you do have a fire extinguisher around or a hose or something to make sure in case something does go wrong, you can take care of it pretty quickly. Do it away from the side of your house. Do it away from the side of your garage. And don't, some people do multiple turkeys, so they do a turkey after turkey, and that's fine. You know, make sure you're handling that oil safely, too. Hopefully this isn't the oil you had from last Thanksgiving. You should have fresh oil. So frying can be super, super tasty. It leaves your bird super, very, very moist. One of the things you need to think about, too, is how big's your turkey? Is it going to fit in the pan with the oil? You don't want to fry a 25-pound turkey. You're going to use a smaller turkey if you're going to French fry it. Because your 25-pound turkey isn't going to get done in all that oil. It'll probably be burnt on the outside before the inside is done. So you need to make sure you're buying a medium to small-sized turkey, too. So regardless of how you cook your turkey in a air fryer or in an oven, or if you deep-fat fry it, you can only keep it, the leftovers a good 3 to 4 days, freeze them. And again, make sure everything is thawed out. So with defat frying a turkey, again, you want it thawed. So thaw it appropriately in your refrigerator. Once it's thawed, pat it dry with paper towels so everything you're putting into that defat fryer is dry, so you're not having any boil up. Make sure you leave it in the appropriate amount of time. Put it in slowly. When you think it's done, you need to pull it out and you need to temp it just like you would cook it in an oven with a thermometer. It needs to be 165. Don't let it sit out more than 2 hours once you've cooked it. Make sure that you either keep it hot or you keep it cold. And then you need to get rid of your leftovers within 3 to 4 days.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.